Well, let's switch over to Chicago, Illinois, joined by author and radio host, Mr. Stephen Lindman. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Lindman. Now, once again, 34th year, we've seen millions of Iranians turn out in support of the Islamic Revolution. This is despite the very harsh sanctions that have taken effect, especially over the last year or so. First question. With the situation as it is and a continued show of support, do you think your country, the United States, will come to the conclusion that really the sanctions are not having the effect that they want it to?
Hi, Mazia. It's hard to read the mind of the leaders of my own country, except to know, as I put it many ways, and one way to put it is they're up to no good. The same goes for Israel. The same goes for the other key NATO allies, mainly Britain. I pulled up a BBC headline. Today is a very important day for Iran. And the fact that millions of Iranians, they come out every year commemorating this very important day. Iran had a real revolution. Revolution means change. It doesn't mean people going out in the streets and beating each other up or shooting each other. It could turn out that way. But Iran had largely a non-violent revolution. It overthrew a generation-long U.S.-backed repressive a Pahlavi regime. It got rid of 2,500 years of monarchical rule. Iranians wanted it. A distinguished figure was there to lead it. He was committed for the right kind of change. He established the kind of government Iranians wanted 30 years ago. And the fact that 34 years later, millions of Iranians come out on the streets to commemorate it. And the BBC headline, Mazia, is dated today, quote, Iran TV, defiant on revolution anniversary. Instead of offering congratulations, this is the word that the BBC passes on to the Iranian people.
Well, let's look at that, Stephen. Back to my first point. I mean, what does it take, actually, for these other countries, like the United States, like the United Kingdom, to actually realize that Iran is a sovereign nation and that the people firmly support this government?
Marcia, the point of sanctions is usually to harm the people of the country rather than the leaders. And the notion that was long ago disproved, and the leaders of my country and all the other countries, the Western countries and Israel that oppose them, they understand that the sanctions are counterproductive. The harsher the sanctions become, the more the people of these countries, including Iran, turn to the leaders of the country because they are their last line of defense. It was true during the 1990s with the sanctions on Iraq. The Iraqi people looked to Saddam Hussein. As much as they may have disliked him, they turned to him because who else did they have to give them whatever they were able to get? The same is true for Iran. So Iranians deplore America and Western countries and Israel for doing this. America understands this, but they keep imposing the sanctions anyway. It's hard to imagine why they keep doing this, but they do.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us. Always a pleasure. Mr. Stephen Lindman, author and radio host out of Chicago.